Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Attic. Co-producer. Messenger.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, my brother.
Hey, can we get a shorter version? Can we get a shorter version?
That's how we're gonna get started tonight.
Yeah, we're gonna say that one for special occasions. All right. That shit had me feeling sad, bro. I was feeling mighty lonely. Yeah, I ain't know whether to cry or what on that, bro.
Well, I think that's the black guy's answer.
Yeah, I know.
That's the song, man.
Yeah, I know. Let's produce some play.
Okay.
Bring the beat back. All right, let's do some of that shit, bro. Because whoa.
All right, man. I think we're gonna open the show up with some criticism, man. But we ain't got nowhere to go but up from there. I say just like Denzel told his brother, "Ooh, nigga, you what's in my brother?" good evening, podcast audience, and welcome to Monday night. It is the premier podcast, The Attic. Again, it is the family upstairs on what is that? Wayne Avenue, right? That's where the spot was.
That what it was.
Yeah, up at Wayne Avenue, just chilling. We call it the attic because growing up, the attic was three floors up, and Mom Dukes wasn't walking up there, never. So pretty much what went on in the attic kind of stayed in the attic. But good evening, brothers and sisters. How's everybody tonight? How the family tonight?
I'm feeling good.
Good, my brother.
I told that nigga to have some energy with me tonight, man. Baby bro, where you at, man?
I'm here.
See, then we had this conversation, man. I'm saying we had this conversation already.
Oh, I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, man, get excited. You on the attic right now. You are right now. There are millions of people listening to you right now.
Or at least 10.
Yeah, but you know, certain shit, man, that we used to go upstairs and I don't know, man. You know, everybody had a little glass of wine or a pack of cigarettes or whatever, and we would just sit around and talk about shit, man. And it was like, I don't know, man. It was like not like one of them soul food type shits, but without the food, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we could probably get some. Yeah. Hey, but listen, tonight, you know what? As we keep that same vein going, we sitting in the attic talking. I'm going to throw a question out to the cast tonight. All right. Now, wait a minute. We're going to go back in the day. Okay? We're going back. We're going way, way high school days. So whatever the fuck you say, excuse me. Whatever the fuck you say, the statute of limitations has passed it, unless you got a body. Now, if you got a body, this is not the place to make that shit known, all right? Because that statute of limitations never go away on that. But here we go. Back in the day, or even yesterday, you take it where you want to take it. What's the best party you could remember attending? Huh? And now, again, don't nobody know what your version of best is but you. But I got to tell you, I didn't spend all my time in church growing up. I had a little bit of time to kind of freelance. But one of the parties I'd like to say I went to, it was my man bachelor party.
You was there all by yourself. You went with all by yourself.
Shit, all right. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Because for all my fans out there that listen to the messenger, that nigga was with me. I want y'all to know he was right there with me. Yo, hold on, man. I got it. It was just wild because remember, I had my man out there with us, right? And we sitting up at the party, and remember Mark Breland, right? He was a
Mark
boxer,
Breland,
right?
Yeah,
he was a middleweight. I mean, the nigga had belts. He was a boxer like that.
Y'all implicating people? Okay, go ahead.
Nah. Wait a minute. Nah, cause he got his whole car pulled that night. But anyway, my man Al gonna give him beef cause he brought his girl to the party. I mean, like mad beef. And I'm sitting here looking at my dog like, yo, nigga, I know you a couple of pounds heavier than Mark, but that nigga's a trained puncher, man. That nigga's a trained puncher. And it got to the point where Mark and his girl left. Because my boy Al was being an asshole, but the party was nice. In fact, who was that?
I know nothing.
Now, who was the nigga that came? Oh, remember?
Bruce Smith.
Barkley? Not who was it?
No. Bruce Smith, Charles Oakley.
Yeah, them niggas came, and I guess it wasn't enough stars in there, so they didn't hang out. But it was a party to be had. Again, this was a long time ago. But the drinks was flowing, and I can't remember the guy's name. He was one of the guys that was there. You know, like I know a guy, but he was one of the guys that was there. And I remember him telling the story that when he woke up the next morning, for some reason, he had the top rib of a condom around his ankle. So it appears that at this party, somebody must have had a condom and put it on his foot. Now, I don't know why that could ever happen, but like I said, the drinks was flowing, but I gotta say, starting off, that was probably one of my better parties. That was I'm gonna start the party with that. Now, who gonna top that?
Was it strippers at the party?
I wasn't there. I wasn't there. I don't know.
Well, the messenger was there because I don't remember. Messenger was there.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know. I don't know if they was it. When you say strippers, I mean, what do you call like a stripper?
Was the dancers there? Dancers or?
Yeah, there was some. Yeah, some people was dancing.
Strippers.
Yeah, there was some. Yeah, there was some people
the right
dancing.
Word. They were there.
Yeah. They were there. Okay. Okay.
Hey, co-producer, what do you call those people that's over there off of Market Street? what you call them? Over there off of Market Street.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up.
Marketing, what is it? Marketing 30th? What is it? Marketing what? 39th, I think? You know what I'm talking about, right?
We're having technical difficulties. The attic will return next week.
Hey, what you doing? All I can say is, what you doing right now, man? Let's go back to the questions, man. No, I got questions over here, man. We're gonna stick to these questions right here, man.
Somebody
else tell me what's the best party you've been to? Cause baby sis used to hang out in the garage, right?
Yo. Uh-huh.
You ain't never been to the garage in New York?
Oh, we going way back now. Wow. I used to go to the Fever.
Okay. Oh, you didn't say the Fever. Hold on. Hey, but let me ask you a question, because I ain't sure. But for some reason, were you at the garage the night when Scarlet Rock got shot?
No, I was not, thank God. No, I was not.
I don't know why I put you at the scene of, you know. You was at the garage that night when that L shit went down. That's what I was saying. Okay.
No, I was not.
Yeah. So ain't nobody got no part. So everybody was in church with co-producer, huh? I'm the only one that had part.
Pretty much.
Wait a minute. Well, let me tell you another party then. Nobody got no part. me and my man Carlos, right? Now, we drill sergeants at this time, but we was on a 3-day pass. So, I'm not going to tell that story. So, somebody else give me a story.
Bless you, my son. Bless you.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell that story, man. Okay, but let me ask you this. Who's the most famous person you've ever met? And do you get starstruck?
Well, I've met a lot of famous people, but my most famous person I've ever met is this crew on the podcast right now.
Damn, son.
Good answer. Good answer.
Okay.
And my most starstruck person is the messenger.
Girl, you better tell him.
I know about it.
Baby, bro. Who's the most famous? I'm a move because I ain't messing with them two right now. Baby, who's the most famous person you met?
One time I ran into, he came to the boys' club. Dr. J? That was a young Dr. J, too, at the time.
Oh.
Right. I mean, he played Tony, right? He played Tony one-on-one,
I think so.
Right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And he had some tight-ass shorts.
Right.
Yeah.
Real tight.
Okay, I'm going to change the question to who's the most famous person you've seen then? Because that wasn't no meeting.
Because we wasn't even there, right?
Pretty much being famous people, we don't run in the same circle. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They do their thing, I do mine.
No, man, I get that, man. I get that. I do.
I got a few.
Who you met? Who
up in the past? I got one.
Who?
Who was with us that time when we went and got a chance to actually hang out with her, too? I mean, well, when I say hang out, we went backstage.
Patty?
Who was with us?
You talking about
Patty LaBelle joint?
Yeah, you was with the Hargroves at that time.
But I'm saying, well, who was with us that went backstage?
That's what I'm saying. It was
no,
horrible.
That's waiting. Hold on.
But
I was
saying,
there.
I mean, no, not. I'm saying in our family, our immediate. Who was
right.
That? Was me? Was that you, co-producer? Was you with us?
I was there. Messenger was there. Cause watch this. We was backstage with us before Arsenio Hall opened. This before he was famous.
Right, he was doing midnight special, I think, or something.
Yeah,
like that
something.
Time, right?
But he opened as a comedian for her, and I also remember hanging with the band because they was watching a TV show. It was on TV.
That's
it was
a good
on
thing.
TV.
That's a good place for
but
it to be.
Watching,
a TV show
oh, no,
on TV.
Right.
Yeah, there's a TV show on TV, and that's probably the most drugs I ever seen in any TV show in my life. Yes, they was, man. So, yeah, but it was on TV. Definitely, the band did not touch any of that. No, they did not do that.
That's right. My man walked around with that white hat on, all that white cap,
yeah,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Ain't it funny some shit you can remember? Because we going back, like, yeah, we going back. I ain't even going to say how far back, but, yeah, we
but
just
it's way
went back.
It was way back. Way
yeah.
back.
But you know what, though? I was at a party one time. And Stevie Wonder was there. No shit. Stevie Wonder sitting down, cheeping up. Stevie Wonder was blowing trees. I came and sat my ass down beside Stevie. And when he passed it, I cuffed it. I put it out. Because I had friends that was smoking back then. You know. So,
right.
No shit. I went to the party and I jacked one of Stevie joints, man, and gave it to my friends, man. I told them, yo, nigga, this is shit. I did. This is just from Stevie Wonder right here. Yeah, Stevie Wonder had this right here.
I was at work and I met Walt Frazier.
No shit.
Yeah.
Was he
hey,
swirling?
You,
and was hey, he?
You
was dad.
You was at work and called me to come to Earl Pearl. Remember?
Yes. No.
Yeah, he came in the store and you got on the phone and you said and I told you put him on the phone, and we started talking.
Okay.
When you was down at Home Depot down in what you call?
Yeah. Okay. I was with Flawn Walls. I was Flawn Walls at Home Depot.
Earl of Pearl.
Yeah, man. But I tell you, man. Hanging out with my boy Odessa, man, from the world champion New York Giants. Yeah, I was fortunate not to get divorced during that period of time. I was fortunate to hang and rub elbows with some pretty nice people, man.
Right,
like one time Odessa, when they transferred his ass out to
baby girl. Let's butt in here now because he about to get in trouble, okay? Let's save him from himself.
No. No. This is a pop story right here. Odessa came by the house. Hey, he came by the house. The family was at the house. This is a house story. Okay.
But we know you. It started at the house. Next thing you know, you had to go deliver some mail.
Nobody left?
Oh,
thing,
okay. All right.
Yeah, the thing that was cool about it is when Odessa came over, that nigga had Joe Montana and Steve Young with him. All three. We were sitting up in my living room, man. And we were just chilling. That's when they kind of told me that Joe liked to drink. You know, I said Joe liked to drink. They said Joe could be pissy drunk. But if you put his hands underneath a man's ass, well, you know, get ready to hike the ball. they said that he'll snap up. They said you will never know he had a drink. Yeah, man. All right. Well, listen. Since we on the conversation of shit that we've done, what's the most exotic place you've ever been? It's a messenger. We ain't talking about you've been to water.
I would say for me it would be I went to Belize. That would be the most
Belize
exotic place for me.
Nice.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's real exotic. Where is it and what is it?
Well, Belize?
It's in the West Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Watch this. See, Belize is one of them vacation joints that people just got hit to late. You know, while all the other, while the regular niggas was going to Jamaica, the upscale niggas was going to Belize. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
Yeah, but I mean, when I said water, old messenger being in the Navy, they don't know where the hell they was at. All they know is, no matter how far I look, all I see is water. All I see.
We pulled in a few times. We pulled into Australia.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I went to DR one time, and we had it was a sales meeting, but it turned into a sales party. They put us up in some really nice hotels and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So had a really good time at DR.
Yeah, I've been there too. DR is nice.
Yeah, I actually met what was that young boy that came up boxing Spanish dude right after what was his name?
Not Camacho.
No, he's from the DR. He's from there. Why you laughing, bro? I'm trying to remember my brother's name.
I can't. I'll tell you later, man.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, it's an inside joke, but I'm just bringing energy to the podcast, man.
Oh, all right, bro.
Oh, shit.
Bring it on. What is his name? But he was bad. And when I seen him, you wouldn't even been able to tell. He was a boxer too, and he looked like he weighed about 75 pounds. But he was one of the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just can't remember his name right now. But during his time, he was big time. He came up after.
Not Rosario, right?
Rosario. No, I'm thinking.
And watch this. Excuse me. No disrespect intended to anybody if Rosario ain't Dominican. Okay? Because they get touchy about this shit. Yeah, they get touchy about that. If you know what I'm saying? If you
what
cute.
You said, don't come for you. Don't come for you.
No, don't come for you.
No, I didn't know what he was. I just knew where he was. He was in DR. Now, what he was, I can't answer that.
He said we didn't ask them questions. Well, all right. But check this out. Hey, baby, bro, I'm going to ask you this question, man. I want you to start off with this one. Would you chill in a nude city or on a nude beach? Would you have any hang-ups about doing that?
No, I'm representing very well, so no, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Who are you representing?
Myself.
Oh, okay. Oh, you said you represented very well.
Yeah, that nigga said he black. He black.
He black. All right.
Got a big dick.
Well, let me ask some of the ladies in the audience, man. I feel funny asking my sister about a new beach, but it's just a podcast.
You can ask Nurse Carmen.
So bad. Huh?
You can ask Nurse Carmen.
Nurse Carmen?
What, dear?
Would you walk around a new city or would you go to a new beach?
Yes, if I had protection, yes, I would.
If you had the what?
Protection.
Protection?
Not by myself. Yeah.
Oh, okay. She said I'm fine.
You
know, I'm gonna need somebody with me. Okay, I got you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm fine. Yeah.
I got
I'm
you.
Fine.
No, I missed that. I didn't hear that. Uh-huh. I'm like, yo, okay.
Yeah.
Brother, message. I mean, since Adam and Eve walked around with no clothes on. To thee I say, brother messenger.
When you can walk around naked, that means you have joy in your heart because you got nothing to worry about. And I got joy. It's unspeakable joy.
He said, I will shred thee of the clothing. Yo, I wouldn't give a damn. I'm sorry. Hey, bro, have you ever been to Amsterdam?
No.
Okay, well, that's a new part of Amsterdam where, now, don't get me wrong. This guy I know, right? I'm just saying.
I know a guy.
He said when he went over there, like, because it was brand new, that, yeah, you stayed rather excited for quite some time. But after your body got used to just everybody naked, it ain't like that. And you know what? In them cities, I don't hear about a whole lot of rape going on.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, I don't.
They got a new beach in Jamaica. What is it, hedonism?
Yeah.
Whatever, that's in Jamaica?
Hedonism?
Yeah, yeah.
I've never heard of that.
It's in Jamaica.
I tried not to do it, but if anybody would have listened to the show Sunday night, they would have found out why.
What, see naked?
Yeah. Right, like you just said, where there's naked stuff, you don't worry about a whole bunch of crime and rape and all that stuff.
Right.
Why do I have to do it?
So you pro nakedness?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
because then you're free. You like, just like you said, I don't care what nobody say because you're not worried about anybody else. It's about you.
So it's about feeling free.
That's what it's about, feeling free. As a co-producer,
it ain't about catching pneumonia or nothing. It's just about feeling free.
Well, I mean, you know, if you feel good enough to walk around in sub below zero, then you know you free.
Hey, but listen, I mean, what if you ain't as lucky as a baby bro and you ain't blessed?
But if you walk around and you ain't
measuring up, do you look at other people and say, how come they're freer than me? How come they're freer than me?
If you're not well endowed.
Yeah. Do you say, how come they're not free? How come I ain't as free as they are?
No. No. Because if they're well endowed, then you're well endowed with something else. It ain't just about that when you're free. Because you don't worry about that. That's his. So happy for him. It's mine. That's all that I got. I'm happy for me.
No,
so
it's
mind over matter. It's mind over matter then.
There you go, man. I'm saying if you want to just be free of this stuff, you don't care. Like for instance, when you find a pair of pants you know nobody else don't like, and you put them on because damn it, these my pants, and you don't care what they say.
I wouldn't. I personally wouldn't know shit about that, man. Cause. I like people to like the shit I'm wearing.
Right, I understand that, and that's what it is. Because we do like that.
But I got you,
right.
Bro.
But isn't there that one thing you put on that you within yourself know you look good and you don't care what nobody else say?
Yes. Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it just turned out that they like it too, but it didn't matter to you, right?
Yeah, but you're right. I got you. I feel you. Hey, but listen, this has been The Attic, and again, we want to get an interesting and entertaining podcast back on track. We kind of fell into some fucking political correspondence for about over a year or so, but we're back talking about shit that people talk about when they ain't got nothing else better to talk about. That makes sense. So
yeah,
let's say goodnight, Cass.
That was some crazy shit, bro, we just went through for the last year.
It was them conversations we had to make it through. Yeah. Baby, bro, do you have any parting words that you would like to say before we end our show tonight?
Go out and get that Rona shot.
It's hard
there
to
you
get
go.
It.
All right.
Trying.
Listen, this is co-producer. Thank you for joining The Attic. Have a nice evening. We'll talk to you next week. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Night, night.
Later.
Good night, John Boy.